Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by our great friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance down at my beautiful iPhone 6 Plus, I see that I'm down to a mere 72 days to go until Marathon Weekend 2015, and you can get excited just like I am every time I get a tweet or get a phone call, maybe a text. I see how many days I have to go, and when I open the app, I get lots of great pictures and more information on this beautiful trip. Download this app and support the folks who support us. They're over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 773 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and welcome to another One Commute Question Show. We are 2 days before the big Halloween extravaganza, so don't forget to tune into Magical Mouse Radio this Friday, all day and all night, for great Walt Disney World holiday audio like Hollow Wishes, Boo to You, those standards you know and love like the Monster Mash, Thriller. We'll throw in some Captain EO because it's semi-related. Maybe not. I don't know. It's kind of related to Thriller with Michael Jackson. Maybe. I'll think about it for the next 2 days. But tune in while you're giving out the candy. We can play the best mix of Halloween stuff to cheer you up. You know, we all wish we were celebrating Halloween night at Walt Disney World. But you know what? This will be the next best thing. And you got to let me know. This is our thing we're going to do. We'll remind you again on Friday. But we want you to come to our Facebook group and let us know how many Elsas drop by your front door. Because we did a trunk or treat this past Sunday, and I am not kidding. And we had a Mickey Mouse themed Jeep, which was a lot of fun. And thanks for all the love on Instagram. My most liked picture of all time is our Jeep. It looked like Mickey.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, Elsas were just pouring in. I mean, this. Oh, hey, Elsa. Hey, Elsa. Hey, Elsa. Hey, Elsa. Hey, oh, there's a Olaf. Oh, hey, there's like a Ninja Turtle. Hey, Elsa, what's going on? So let us know how many Elsas come by your door. It's going to be a lot of fun. And have fun with the kids on Friday night. So let's get to the listener questions, get the ladies introduced, and have some fun talking Disney. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Blogger over at touringplans.com and the co-editor of the Magically Speaking e-newsletter, we have Ricky. Happy Halloween early, Ricky.
So I guess this probably means that I need to go buy some more Halloween candy.
That's why you pay $70 to go to the Halloween party. You are halfway home already with that leftover candy.
See, that was my problem. I didn't get to go to the Halloween party this year. I didn't get all the free candy. Nuts. So.
You got nuts? What?
Yeah. No, never mind.
Anyway.
I got a rock.
That's it. You're Charlie. Okay, good job.
Yes. Oh, I upgraded that there. There we go.
That's right. I showed that to my kids today. I love that movie. That's
Gosh. It's so classic. Although, to me, the Easter one, I mean.
Oh, no. Christmas is the best one.
No, the Easter one, I always had a thing for the Easter. I don't know why. I used to watch it as a kid at my grandma and grandpa's. Like, the Easter one always has a special place in my heart. And it talks about the commercialism of Christmas happening as early as Easter. And, you know, sometimes you feel that way.
You know, when I watch those things, and I tweeted the other day that I'm definitely getting old. You know, now that I'm in my 40s, and I feel like I'm still, you know, in my teens. But. Like, I yearn for the old days. Like, when I watch those specials, like Charlie Brown specials, like, it makes me yearn for, like, a simpler time. And then, you know, the other day, I was like, I want to just look at, like, a service merchandise catalog or, like, a Dalgins or something, you know, a Best.
Oh,
you know, like,
you
those were the days.
That's awesome. Right. The service merchandise calendar or catalog, seriously, and the JCPenney one. Oh, my God. At the holidays, like, seriously, I would be all over that thing just circling it going, I want this for Christmas. I want this for Christmas. Like, oh, my gosh. Seriously. It was a small fortune that I was asking for, by the way. So.
Tell me about it. I mean, yeah, you circled everything and got, you know, if you got a tenth of it, you were doing good.
Right. I don't even think I got a tenth of it.
Exactly.
So.
All right. Well, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. She is freshly returned from working down at Walt Disney World, but we appreciate those efforts, and stayed at the Polynesian. So how's it going, Pam Forster?
It is going great. Yes, I did. I visited the Polynesian, which, you know, really the inside of the rooms, which is where you spend the bulk of your time when you're there, just look really good. And Captain Cook's looks great. Just really appreciated the changes there. Chicken and waffles, hello, it's on the menu.
Oh, love that. That's my new thing.
So anyways, but yeah, I mean, you know, I can't wait to see what it's going to look like when it's completely done, but they're doing a great job with what they have right now. And I just, you know, I'm just, I don't know, like, I think there's going to be a rush to want to stay there once it reopens. So keep that in your back pocket. And I will say something else I did want to mention just a moment is that Disney is really becoming a Disney of maybe 10 years ago where if you want the exact resort and the exact room type that you want, you better book way in advance. And I know for a while that was kind of needed, not always needed. It's becoming more and more needed. And I'll just leave it at that. That's not to scare people or, you know, it's not a selling thing. It's just that I want people to be able to get what they want. And it is becoming busier and busier and busier. So that's something to think about.
I can back that up because I spent some time over the last couple of days working with a guest, and we're trying to extend a trip by a few days. And, you know, not the busiest resort in the world, Yacht Club. You know, we're looking to just extend it out a few days. And, you know, at first we couldn't find it within the room category, you know, for convenience sake. But then we extended it out to the entire resort. Any room category, nope, not available. And even resort-wide, we were having trouble. So you're right. I mean, people are at Walt Disney World, and the crowds are back.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is. And you know what? That brings good and bad, right? Because Disney is doing good. They're kind of adjusting park hours on the fly. I appreciate when they do that. They get a lot of criticism when they cut park hours, but there's never anyone saying, oh, you extended them by an hour or two. That's awesome. I mean, that never happens. So anyways, I'm going to give them the, aw, you extended them an hour by two. That's awesome kind of props.
Kudos. So. Way to go, Disney. Except, you know, Melissa, if they get extended at the studios, I see that on Facebook. I love it, though. I love having, you know, all my cast member friends down there. I live through you guys because you're living the dream for me.
Oh, for sure. It's cool. So, anyways, yeah.
All right. Well, let's answer some questions. First question comes from Renee Lucas. She says, hi, gang. I've just recently found your podcast, and I'm so happy that I did. Oh, you know, I think I read this one before. I did. You know what?
Oh.
Ricky, you need to remind me to go back through and delete these.
This is not my job. This is all your job.
Sounds like a you thing.
That's all you. You can blame yourself for that one.
You know what it is? I don't delete them because I have to type up the little summary, you know, that comes if you look on your iPhone right now. You know, seriously, because I'm scared if I delete them, then I won't remember what, like, we recorded.
Like what we talked about?
I know, exactly. So I don't, you know, don't want to have to listen to the show six times.
No.
You know, as much as I love it. So next question comes from Sean Woosley, who is an avid fan of another one of my podcasts I listen to, The Resort Loop with Tim and Bob, or Bob and Tim. And I think he goes by Fish Sean Woo on Twitter. Isn't that a cool, like, Twitter name? Fish Sean Woo. Mine's just Be Our Guest Mike.
I know. It's
terrible. At least it's not Ricky Nibs.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I know. Anyway, here we go. Wow. He says, and he's from Winter Springs, Florida, so he's living the good life down in the Sunshine State. So we were at the Magic Kingdom this weekend. We walked over to the area of the Haunted Mansion queue where Madame Leota's ring was embedded in the concrete. It was located in the new queue near the Spitting Sailor Tomb. Well, much to our dismay, it was gone. There was only a crater in the concrete where the ring used to be. I asked the cast member where it was. The cast member told us that it was out for polishing. Do you have any news on this? Was it removed by Walt Disney World, or did a guest manage to take it? Excellent show. I look forward to every new episode. Thanks, Sean. So, Ricky, I knew you were sporting some new jewelry back in the loo when you came back. What's
Ricky
up?
Ricky did it.
No. You know what? It's kind of funny that he mentions it because me and Hannah, I think, were actually looking for the ring while we were down there at Epic October. So, it was missing then too. So I don't know. I don't know how, if it's actually being, you know, spit shined and polished, or if it's gone for good. So I don't know.
If a guest
we'll have to stay tuned, I guess.
I'd be so fired up if a guest could work that out. Like, seriously, I mean, because I know, like, things, and I've heard this, like, especially of the cruise line, like things that, because, you know, there's some things in your room that are not meant to be taken. Like, there's, like, the book that kind of tells all about the Disney Cruise Line and the shopping experiences. I mean, it's not bolted down. It doesn't have a chain on it. And I bet you those things disappear all the time. You know, it's like, you don't have to take things. And especially, like a artifact like that from a queue. I mean, Pam, that would drive me nuts.
Oh, absolutely. I never understand. I mean, like, hello, I wanted that pillow really bad from the cruise line, but I did not steal it. I waited until it showed up in the shop and then I purchased it. So, I mean, you know, gosh, that would bother me too, but I can't say that I would rule that possibility out, unfortunately.
I know. All right. Thanks, Fishon Wu. I just like saying it. Fishon Wu. All right.
Bring back the ring.
That's it. Bring it back. Whoever's got it, bring it. Come on, man. Just bring
it back.
We'll
all look away.
That's all right.
Just open our eyes.
That's right.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Leave it on the teacher's desk.
That's right.
When you go to lunch.
Everything will be good.
That's right. Anyway. Wow, I just went back to teaching. Anyway, Wendy Power has the next email. It says, hi, BOGP crew. On Monday's show, you said that you were running low on questions. I thought of some last night, so the timing is perfect. My 15-year-old daughter, my 78-year-old mother, and I will be at Walt Disney World from December 23rd to the 27th. We then board the Fantasy until January 3rd and spend another night in the world before leaving on the 4th. Let's see. We'll fly into Orlando during what is apparently one of the busiest weeks in the world. We are used to going during the non-peak times of year, and the idea of so many extra people is one of my big worries. I try to convince my teenager to drop out of high school so that we can go back to visiting during the off-season.
Nice.
But she wants to get edumacated, so we're stuck.
Well,
and she
that's
put
a shame.
That. That's awesome, edumacated. So we're stuck with holiday visits only for the next few years. I'd say I'm just kidding about this, but not totally. So number one. Have any of you been during both times of year, other than going for rope drop, having a touring plan, and making FastPass Plus reservations? Is there any advice you can give that will ease my mind about the crowd levels? Okay, she has a few more questions, so let's stop there. Pam, I know you frequently travel, and I do as well. I'll go down during that week of after Christmas, because we celebrate at home. My wife, that's a deal breaker. We have to be there, so we don't leave here till the 26th. We'll stay down for New Year's and usually come home on the 2nd or the 3rd. You know what? It sounds like Wendy's been a few times. And the thing is, I think you have to kind of hit those headliners early and then enjoy people watching, resort stuff, and second and third tier attractions. That's my biggest advice. You know, obviously the touring plan, getting there early, that stuff that you mentioned.
Absolutely. And make sure to use those FastPass Pluses to your advantage. If you're going to go in the evening, make sure that you're going to use your FastPass Pluses then. So that you aren't just kind of wandering around trying to decide what to do. But you know what? I always think a vacation like this is the perfect opportunity to try something different. Try a tour. That means you're in the parks and you're doing things, but you'll also really, you know, be involved in something, and you won't feel the desire to go from attraction to attraction to attraction. Make a point to see those fireworks and parades. Even though it's really busy, you can still always, you know, get a spot for that, albeit you have to get there a little early. But grab a snack, grab a meal, grab some curb, and enjoy it. I think it's just really cool to watch at the time of year. Or if you're looking especially for the Magic Kingdom fireworks, you can always enjoy them from outside of the parks. There's so many spots to do that. And consider that, and also make sure that you're taking time to relax. I mean, you know, I some of my best days, as I'm looking back on our vacations, and Steve and I had the chance to do that this time too, when I wasn't in a meeting, where we were laying by the pool and really just enjoying it. And I don't think that you can ever overstate the importance of relaxing, even on a Disney vacation. So
yeah, it's vacation. I mean, plus the weather. She's from Canada. She's from Ontario, Canada. So
yeah,
you know, I mean, just soak that up. Plus, think of the things that don't have lines, like you said, like fireworks, just going around and checking out the resort decorations, the Christmas music, the Osborne lights. They'll be busy, but you know what? You can make your way through there at your own pace. Things like that. I mean, that's why I love going down there. You know, just seeing the storytellers at Epcot. All that kind of stuff is pretty incredible. So, Ricky, anything you want to add to that? Because she has three more questions.
No, I think you guys, you know, gave her really good tips. One thing I'll just kind of mention is, you know, do kind of keep an eye on the whether or not the parks are closing to phase closings. So that, you know, that week they typically sometimes do, but you know, that's the only thing you kind of have to worry about. And I mean, even that, they only do phase closings. Usually I say that as usually, sometimes it can surprise you, but in the afternoon, I haven't noticed any phase closures in the evenings, at least, you know, that I've seen. So at least, and also not lately. So, that's the other thing that I like to just keep an ear out for, phase closures.
All right, next says, has Disney solved the issue yet of people in the same room using different credit cards on their magic bands? I know there were problems early on. So, Ricky, you know anything with that?
Yes, they have, at least as far as I know, because when I went down there and stayed with my mom and my grandma, I was able to put my credit card on and it was charged. as far as I know. And I did not have any charges from my mom and my grandma. So you have to do it at the front desk to make sure you do that. But I think it's all worked out.
Cool. All right. Third question. My other questions have to do with transportation and timing issues. Our plane is scheduled to land at 9:35 on December 23rd, and we're taking Magical Express to Bay Lake Tower. As a DVC member, I bought the annual pass vouchers when they were on sale much earlier this year. So they're paid for and theoretically attached to our magic bands. But apparently we need to do some kind of administrative thing once we get there. For that day, we'll have had enough traveling, so we're just going to walk to the Magic Kingdom after we check in, allowing for Magical Express traveling time, which may be longer during peak season, she asks. Check-in and pass setup time. What time do you feel it is safe to book the first pass, fast pass, or dining reservation? I booked Kona for 11, and I'm wondering if I was too optimistic. So she's landing at 9:35 on the 23rd. She's got to get Magical Express to Bay Lake Tower, take care of her annual pass stuff, check in. I mean, that's pretty important. I would say 11 o'clock's pushing it even without doing the park stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like 11, just going from Magical Express to Bay Lake Tower to hop into monorail over to Kona. You're going to be, I think you'll, the busy time of the year kind of throws the thing off, but you're going to get in because you have an ADR, even if you're late, you know, within reason. But I would say, yeah, that's kind of optimistic, wouldn't you say, Pam?
Yeah, I really do. Even renting a car, it's still, I don't know that I'd make that. You know, it just, I don't think it would happen. It just takes longer than you think to navigate your way through the airport down to Magical Express, check in, get on your bus. You may not be the only resort that it's stopping at, so all things to think of.
If I was you, because she's asking, like, what's the safe time to book that first fast pass and dining reservation? I would honestly, if it was me with a 9:35 flight, I wouldn't go any earlier than 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Because you know what? That gives you a chance to check in at the Bay Lake Tower, check out your room, get a snack down, you know, at the Contempo Cafe or something if you want, passing through. You just don't want to, like, hit the ground running, like, that's not
right. Right, and you have a full day, and you only have 3 fast passes, so, you know what I mean? I think that you can find a way to use your time wisely, even with that, so.
You think about 1 o'clock, Ricky, or somewhere in that ballpark?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything earlier than 1, for sure.
Cool.
Fast pass, yeah.
Okay, final question here. On the 24th, we have a breakfast booked at Tusker House at 8:30, although Animal Kingdom is not scheduled to open until 9. I should probably allow an hour and be at the bus stop by 7:30, but will the Animal Kingdom buses run that early, or should I just plan on a cab? If cabbing it, any idea on how much time and money that would take? The devil's in the details, isn't it? Thanks for all this and for all that you do. Wendy, again, is in Sudbury, Ontario, about 4 hours north of Toronto. All right, so I believe you can still catch a bus because that's pretty close to park opening. You should be fine to get a bus if you like, and you'll be over there at Tusker House. If you take a cab, I would think from Bay Lake Tower to Animal Kingdom, probably in the ballpark of $15, and I would say it would take you about 10 minutes to get there, 15 minutes. Pam, can you back me up on that or something?
Yeah,
something
I would say so, for sure. Yeah, but, you know, before park opening, you probably will be able to get a bus. Just stop with the front desk and see, you know, sometimes they still have those early character meal buses, you know, something to think about there. See when the first bus runs and they'll be able to tell you for sure.
All right, good advice. And our next question comes from Jennifer O, and she's also up in Canada. And our thoughts and prayers are with the Canadian friends. It's great to get a lot of Canadian emails today, but with that terrible tragedy that happened up north, it's terrible to see it anywhere, but it's really sad to see it for our friends up north. So we're thinking about you guys up there in Ottawa. Hello, everyone, from the BR Guest Podcast. My name is Jennifer Oak, and I'm from Newfoundland, Canada. I only recently started listening to your podcast, and I'm hooked already. Keep up the great work. My two friends and I, all adults, are planning a Disney World trip for April 2015, and we're planning on staying at Coronado Springs. We are pretty sure that we are going to be getting 2 separate rooms. My question is, how do we go about this? And here's a couple of situations. Will we link all of the other package details, tickets, dining plan, memory maker, etc., to room number 1 and just book a room only for room number 2? If so, how will the tickets, etc., be linked to room number 2's Magic Band? Or book a 2-person package for room number 1 and a 1-person package for room number 2. If so, how will we combine everyone's My Magic Plus reservations? Or is it possible to link 2 rooms on 1 package tickets, dining plan, and memory maker, etc. I've researched this topic and haven't been able to find any straightforward answers. Any help you guys could give would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for making the wait until my next Disney World vacation much more bearable. All right, Jennifer, great question. Glad you found the podcast up there in Canada, Newfoundland. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, Pam, this is just my advice, just kind of glancing at it right now. I would just book the two packages and what you can do, what's called a travel with, and link the two reservations for, you know, you can then you can make friends and family on My Magic Plus. One person can schedule all the fast passes. You're good to go there. Dining, you can just make everybody on the same thing. Dining's not a big deal. Memory Maker, you just kind of share it out. I mean, am I missing anything here, Pam?
No, just make sure that you, everyone who you want to use the Memory Maker is connected to you through the friends and family, and you give them the ability to see your photos. You have the ability to see their photos. That's a really important part of the process, and you cannot forget that part of the step.
Absolutely. And it's very simple. I mean, I would just, you know, again, because you want to make sure everybody gets their components. So I would do, especially if you're adding a dining plan, just do, you know, book the packages and then just tell the cast member, you know, you need a 2-room package. If you're working directly with Disney, or tell your travel agent. Travel agents do this all the time because we get what's called the travel with number. We link them internally there, and then, you know, everything's set. But the biggest thing, you know, for the, I know what you're thinking, FastPass Plus and stuff like that. Again, friends and family works well. We've done that many times.
Yep.
All right. So don't worry about that. Okay. Next question comes from Steve, and he says, "Hey, Mike and BOGP crew, I'm a carrier for the post office and listen to you 3 times a week while I'm delivering the mail. I always look forward to hearing you guys." On to my next question. Well, first of all, I love that we have guy, you know, folks out there that are actually delivering the mail, not just talking about it and using it as like a figure of speech. Like, you know, when I do, you know, if I teach a good lesson, I'm like delivering the mail. You know, I deliver the mail on that lesson. But anyway,
no.
Steve actually does it.
Anyway, no.
I know. Yeah. I'm obviously not delivering the mail on this podcast.
No.
Anyway, I am going on my first trip down to Disney on September 21st through the 27th. And he forgot to put the year. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, so it was last year.
It must be. No, it's
2015. I mean, it was the next year, right? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
I am taking a first timer. I would like to know from the gang, what is your favorite ride, restaurant, and show out of all the parks? Also, a suggestion for a show idea that I have is to focus on one country per month in the World Showcase, which is his favorite part of the world. Not sure if you've done this, and I forgot. Thank you for all the hours of enjoyment and answering so promptly. Steve the Mailman, sent from his iPhone, I'm sure, while he was on his route. Yeah, so sorry on the promptness. We've got a lot of emails lately. We're working through them as quickly as we can. We are going to catch up. We're going to do a week here in the next couple of weeks where we do all questions. So let's go to the second part. I think we actually did start doing the World Showcase countries. We did the first one.
We might have a long time ago.
I know, we said we were going to do that.
Like, maybe when we first started or something.
No, we did it like in the last year. I think we said we're going to go around World Showcase. Yeah, I think we did. I'll have to go.
Where's Andrew when we need him?
Andrew, where are you? So we'll definitely pursue that because I like it because that's like 11 shows that we don't have.
That's right. Done.
But the topics, because that's always the hardest part. So going down there, so quickly, because we've kind of mentioned these things over the past, you know, 6 years or so. But my favorite ride, I would say, just quickly, is Space Mountain at the Magic Kingdom. Favorite restaurant is Kona. Oh. They took the steak off the menu. I would say right now it's Maya Grill, the fajitas. This fajita thing going on. I do like some Maya Grill. I like Coronado. And favorite show out of all the parks, Illuminations. So there's mine in a nutshell. So Pam, go ride, restaurant, show.
My ride is Pirates of the Caribbean. My restaurant right now, and it has been for a while, is Flying Fish. And my favorite show is, I think, Celebrate the Magic. I just love the flexibility of that show.
To celebrate the magic. Go ahead, Ricky. What do you got? She got a ride, a restaurant, and a show.
Please stop singing. Okay. My ride is Haunted Mansion. It's been a favorite of mine ever.
It's timely, too.
It is. I know, right? And the fact that my, you know, brother is a butler there now is even more awesome to love the Haunted Mansion. So
stop name dropping.
I know, totally. For my restaurant, I'm gonna go with 50s. I know it's so strange
in
a way, but
that's solid. That's solid.
It's solid, and they have the most amazing fried chicken ever. Like, seriously, it's so good. Like,
and it's a good value too. I mean,
it's a great value. It's a great value. Like, if I could just like live off their fried chicken and not die of a heart attack, I'd be cool. So, And then my show is, surprisingly enough, going to be Finding Nemo the Musical. So I love that show.
That's a good show.
Music is so good. And I haven't seen it in a while because, you know, it's hard to get Brian over to Animal Kingdom. But I love that show. I think it's just a fantastic show. So.
If it did make me cry, it would be better. Like, I can't, like, I just got, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to cry. So I've seen this 17
times. I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to be sucked in by the dad thing. Oh, I get sucked in every time. It's brutal. Brutal.
I think it's such a fantastically done show. So even though it makes, you know, grown men cry, it's still fantastic.
It does. Especially dads. If you're a dad, man, it's a sucker punch. Anyway, last question of the day comes from Krista Wilson. She says, Mike and the Girls. And the title is, you answered my email. Here's an update.
Oh, I like to be called a girl, first of all.
That's it.
I know some women find that, like, offensive. I never do. I love it. I'm like, yes, call me a girl.
That means I'm young.
Exactly.
If we spin off, like, a pop band, that's going to be the name, Mike and the Girls.
Mike and the Girls.
I love it.
Anyway, so it's so cool to hear my question answered on your show. Between the time I wrote the email and the time I heard your answer, I did some trip planning, and I wanted to let you know how things are going. Great minds think alike. Ricky, I made a Via Napoli reservation a few days before you suggested it. I'm planning a Magic Kingdom day on the day of the 10K and Epcot for the day of the half. I know Epcot will require lots of walking, so I didn't want to tire us out before the race. If we want to spend all day watching Captain EO, then so be it. I love Krista. That's it, man. Captain EO is made for marathon weekend. But I suspect a ride on Soarin' will be a sweet reward, and maybe we can get over to Beaches and Cream for a Sunday after some pizza. Our magic bands are customized, and my friend and I are all linked up. I'm waiting to buy park tickets until a little closer to my 60-day window, but we are all set at pop. Looking forward to an amazing weekend. Thanks for all your helpful information. And that's Krista. So I guess, Ricky, you were giving some advice maybe for a marathon weekend. I can't remember the previous email.
Yeah, pizza all the way. Via Napoli. It's an awesome idea for after a marathon. Just saying. It's a tradition.
Yep, that's it. All right. Well, that's the end of the questions for today. Remember, sending your question to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll answer that as soon as possible. And we're going to be ripping through a bunch of them here soon. And maybe next week we'll do a full week of to start off November, start off with 3 days of questions. Or we'll get that here very soon and catch up and get everybody in there. So keep them coming, though. I love seeing the questions because, again, when you ask the question, it helps everybody out. There's literally thousands of people hear this, and you're definitely answering a question that somebody has. So please keep sending those in. We love that. Today's episode of the show has been brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days2Go WDW. Days2Go lets you count down the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. So drop by. I'm down to 72 days until we head down in January. It's pretty sweet to know you're going down to Walt Disney World in January. So every time it gets colder here and, you know, the weather's changing, it's going to get dark here really soon. Like, I think next week it starts. So, man, is it nice to have some kind of reminder that you get to go to Walt Disney World here within a, you know, reasonable amount of time. So it helps get over that those dark night depressions when you have this, you know, app, which is very inexpensive on your phone. So check them out today. They have lots of other great apps to make your iPhone awesome. They're over at virtualmickey.com. 2 days, again, till the Halloween extravaganza on Magical Mouse Radio. So join us all day and all night on Friday. Just go to MagicalMouseRadio.com, stream that to your Bluetooth device. And I did that, actually. Yep. I did that at our trunk or treat. I took our little wireless speaker. And, you know, speaking of iPhones, you can download the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app and stream the radio station. There's a tab right there, and it works beautifully. It worked great. I streamed it for 3 hours. That's why on Sunday afternoon we had the Halloween block there, because I needed to play some Halloween music so everybody got to hear it. So, download the Be Our Guest Podcast app and listen to Magical Mouse Radio right there. Stream it to your neighborhood, and we'd truly appreciate that. Hope to have high numbers on Friday all day and all night. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, November 16th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. That'd be standard time by then, so join us for that and talk Disney with us live. We love those shows. And interact with us on the social media. We're on Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And, of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right, time to get back to work. Another podcast is in the can, as they say on one of the other shows I listen to. So we're there. We're going to answer questions again next Wednesday, and it'll be November, people. We are flying. So we hope that you have a great week. Thanks again for stopping in, downloading the show. We appreciate that so much. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Stay safe, and we'll see you on Halloween. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.